is a prosy thing.
Puberty.
That's right. It's called puberty. Devices, however large or small, with the doting from any whatever direction, clustering their coming unclung. Then I was waking along the street. She was, I was about to say, mushing both sides of it together, the edge of it among the edges of her pinky, the rest of it blurred off beyond, wrinkly, the lines of her coat, and it was not round as it did so, or if it was, the colors made it deceptively oblate to the point of being rectangular. The next day, after I got up from my chair, a long banana-shaped yet wrinkly up, I was a tangle of delicate leerdats. My skin yawning and whatever brightened itself, it was strung along my clothes, smearing me along everything else in slopes outward. Waylon Jennings has a stepbrother. He was in the Merchant Marine. He, too wrinkly, struggled with the gaps that you can't help but in a bright way be fond of, even though the sticky substance they emit from the bottom of their V's, the ones that catch your foot or something. Waylon Jennings' Merchant Marine stepbrother, wrinkly, with big hearts tiptoeing in his eyes, rolling off the gray waves, though I think he spent most of his time in the boiler room sulking like a billiard ball lit only by starlight. The bucket of fried chicken with wrinkly the wind blowing over it in studs. I'm going to start at the top. I ran into Waylon Jennings' stepbrother. He is a compulsive liar and works for Peterbilt. I'm not going to give any guarantee that he is wrinkly related to Waylon Jennings. I'm just telling you what he says. I always have the urge to type Waylon. The trees hung over it. He came out of the glass door, out into the dusty parking lot, and then wrinkly something happened. I do know that he worked at Peterbilt. I heard a squeak and got up to see what had happened, as long as it wasn't me. We can keep going in there. I mean quotation marks, wrinkly. Each speck of dust in quotation marks. Randy Travis is the quotient. It is an unreliable distillation process set up by the teenagers that watch you from across the street snickering to themselves. I was therefore not wrinkly surprised when Randy Travis's hand peeled away from parts of me. I don't want to say I wasn't completely surprised. It was the sunlight. There is no Randy Travis, only a Randy Travis poured into wrinkly various shapes, smilelessly. I was surprised when she came back. Sleeping bag smell. My Sky Mall magazine was 75% complete, parted on the counter, the picture of fur. I want to return to the starlight, or wrinkly, if not completely return, at least skirt along its sides. Whatever else I've told you, the starlight was there. That's how lonely Waylon Jennings' into the starlight stepbrother was. He had let himself go. He, wrinkly, was the color of the Lone Ranger devouring Yoko Ono. His old habits had been starlight cordoned off into an elaborate horn section. The time that Waylon Jennings met Randy Travis, Waylon Jennings' merchant wrinkly marine stepbrother was not there or starlight. The time just flew by. The debris souped along with it. The window sills were dusty and the sunlight was dusty, dust with compound interest. The starlight we slept wrinkly in sleeping bags that were longer than we were, overcome by gestural abstraction and unable to find disciplined paths. I started a rumor that Randy Travis beats his wife. He doesn't. Wrinkly, there is no fiction. How long has Randy Travis stopped beating his wife? The television is starlight gently bowling out under the starlight. Not the light, just the sound. The light was wrinkly there, static. A bit of the handyman that got wet around us. What kind of device makes everything come back? The hint is that it doesn't have any edges, wrinkly. How did Randy Travis before starlight get his shape? He doesn't. This is similar to the words bait and tackle, repetition and hair. Its lights went gently off into them. It stopped moving wrinkly starlight or hinting like a football coach surrounded by a few too many humans. The trees stopped doing, and in those stops her fingers stopped along all starlight the stops wrinkly of the room. There were too many rooms. This is where the conversation should be. I will put quotation marks here for you to fill them wrinkly in, and this is not a gimmick, because you could put whatever you want in here, and you could put whatever you want wrinkly. You can put whatever you want in here, because I don't remember what was said at this point. And over starlight, it was likely a lot wrinkly, less interesting than what you have. And I'm supposed to give you some parts to skip over, even though this feels like one of those parts. I don't think you should skip over the quotation marks. Fill them in, really, even if starlight is with someone else's dialogue. And then... The deep baritone of West Virginia, as deep as the smell of the buffet line, Wrinkly Waylon Jennings is Merchant Marine's stepbrother. Crinkles or Starlight's his pink fingers and slips through the glass doors. The doors are spattered with partial fingerprints, and then without any warning, there Wrinkly, I am shaking his glassy hand. We partied along that contour. The trees went wiggle, or both. Waylon Jennings is Merchant Marine Wrinkly's stepbrother, whether he looks up as his hand penetrates the soupy light below the sneeze guard. The light slops off Wrinkly's skin. I stride up behind him and gently destabilize him by stepping on his Achilles tendons. His legs Wrinkly crumple, and as they do, his knees thump against the faux wood paneling forming the base of the Wrinkly salad bar. The starlight or trees mute through the sun. Pegasus full of ball bearings. I help him up Wrinkly, and we laugh about it. He laughs through the gap in his teeth. I laugh like Wrinkly I'm stuck in a portrait without terrain. I just want Santa Claus to eat that dill pickle so bad and then prance around the lonely little island. I don't know, but Wrinkly, the other people in the restaurant are staring the lightness right off me, starlight Wrinkly, like someone throwing milk into someone with 70s hair. This is a Wrinkly portrait of Waylon Jennings similarly going through puberty. Somewhere in Littlefield, Waylon Wrinkly is going through puberty. The pool party wages, minglers. The trees wrinkle in the sunlight as he reaches his damp hand into the bag of potato starlight chips. They slip in and out of geometry. Learning about Randy Travis helps nothing. Someone has thrown a sleeping bag into the pool and it unfurls like a dark blue caterpillar. It is that season when some fat golden starlight sunshine one day can become nerdy rain the next. She has draped over him a pieta with too much MSG. The lemons in the water partly shivered. She separates the person from it. The handyman walks in, somewhat silver and actual. He always forms the echo first, and then it's scattered among real people in clumsy and flaccid night moves. I stood up and put the fried chicken bucket as far from the sunlight as it is possible to put a fried chicken bucket from sunlight. My fingers grew their own buck-tooth organization, and there I was again. The handyman walks in and has to fix the attic stairs. The yellow was slower. Waylon Jennings, his Merchant Marine stepbrother, sits down on something after letting him through the screen door, the timid velour of every adjective. I'm not trying to hold anything back. What he sits down on is a couch. Sits down finnier. I was out there on the street. I was a set of soups. It was all downhill from there. And so the detail, what little there was, will have to wait until you find me personally in starlight and ask me. I hope your bus freezes up.